Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Rose Parks, Chief Information Officer of the Department of Energy. And joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel.
Rose, I understand that the Chief Information Office has three strategic goals. Can you describe these goals and talk about your plans for achieving them?
Yes, Dave. We just finished an offsite, so it's timely to talk about what we're doing in our IT strategic plan. We do have three goals, and the first one is to simplify access to DOE information and products. Obviously, we support the eGov initiatives, and we have a migration plan for each of those. We are a participating partner in the LOBs. We're managing the financial management line of business with labor, and we've discussed the internal DOE initiatives that provide for common functions across the agency. So we're simplifying access to DOE information and products. Our second goal is to institute a robust governance program within DOE. We talked about the capital planning and investment control process. We talked about our quarterly control reviews. We talked about using our IT council to review the investments, to look at the earned value for each of those investments. What I didn't talk about was the institutionalization of a remediation process, and we've done that. We're developing and maintaining our enterprise architecture. We've aligned our IT investments to an existing DOE order on project management. We've chartered a change control board to ensure configuration management. We've begun looking at enterprise licensing agreements, and we've developed a human capital workforce plan working with our HR group. And our third strategic goal is to reduce the number of cybersecurity vulnerabilities at DOE. Obviously, we're complying with FISMA. We're beginning independent validation and verification of the certification and accreditations of our operating systems. We're implementing a comprehensive DOE-wide security management program that supplements and augments the security plan published by our secretary in May. We have fully implemented incident reporting to include negative incident reporting. I did mention that we're driving to complete 100% certification and accreditation this year. We are, according to the new OMB criterion, implementing standard security settings for operating systems within our enterprise.
In the beginning of the program, you gave us a very interesting view into the rearview mirror of where the Department of Energy has been, from working with the development of atomic energy through the energy crisis. As we look forward, what are some of the challenges that the department is going to face in the future?
We have to go back to those critical missions, and DOE will protect its U.S. citizens by reducing and preventing the proliferation of nuclear materials. DOE will increase the supply of dependable energy by managing the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and by strengthening efforts to develop alternative fuel sources. Obviously, nuclear power will play an important role. DOE will safeguard the environment and public health by accelerating the department's cleanup program. DOE will protect our energy infrastructure by implementing the Critical Infrastructure Protection Plan, working through the power marketing administrations to improve the protection of the 33,000 miles of electrical transmission lines. So what is the role of the CIO in this? I have three priorities, and they are cybersecurity, cybersecurity, cybersecurity. But also, we need to look for enterprise solutions for records management, for knowledge management. We need to look at standardizing the infrastructure so that we can better protect it. These are IT concerns for me as we move Department of Energy into the future.
So technology is a critical component of being able to meet the mission needs of the department going forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's much debate over, I'd like to shift gears here, there's much debate over the role of the CIO and whether that position should be a career civil servant or a political appointee. What are the pros and cons of either option?
I think if we focus in on the role of the CIO today, I believe that there is a place for both a political appointee and a civil servant. Let's talk about what a careerist would bring to the table. First of all, a careerist can provide continuity through transition, just as we're going through today. A careerist understands the federal environment, including acquisition, which is sometimes a puzzle, statutes and regulations. Careerist knows the ropes and how to get things done. The careerist's form a close-knit community of professionals with a network intact. What do political appointees bring to the table? I think they also bring some unique talents and capabilities. First of all, they usually bring a fresh view from the private sector. They bring new ideas, technology savvy. They understand business drivers. They're accustomed to business-like practices, and because usually they've been profit-driven, they are results-driven. So I think there's a place for both the careerist and the political appointee. I think it's a matter of looking at the agency, where it is in its evolution, and how best to fill the job of CIO.
When new CIOs call you up and ask you about the job, what kind of advice do you give them in terms of how to be successful?
Well, first of all, I'd love for a CIO to call me and ask for my advice. I'm hoping that we have a succession plan. I know that we need to look at replacements for CIOs within the federal sector. My best advice is you have to learn to communicate. You have to learn to communicate to your stakeholders. You have to learn to communicate to your customers. And I think that's probably the most important quality that a CIO brings to the table. If you don't communicate, how can you tell what a great job you're doing? You have to learn to listen. You have to learn to listen to what your users need. You have to learn to listen to what your stakeholders require. And most of all, I have to go back to what one of my associate CIOs says. And he says that the mind is like a parachute. It only works when it's open. And I think it's very important for a CIO to keep an open mind, to be flexible, and to understand the environment.
Rose, if I remember your description correctly at the first segment when you talked about your career, you described some number of decades being a public servant, and what I heard was a person who had devoted most of their professional life to public service. So I'd like to ask you, what advice would you give to a person perhaps just starting out their career who's interested in public service?
First of all, let me congratulate you for opting for public service, because you'll never get rich being a public servant. And I think it's important to note that within the public service, there are so many opportunities to affect national policy from positions that are within an organization. I think it's also important to note that the federal government provides many avenues for training and increased formal education. That's very important. And in a lot of positions, a federal employee gets to work on the cutting edge of technology. I'm thinking about the Department of Defense Weapons Systems, also electronic commerce, those kinds of things. So I think that there is you get a leading edge, but you got to hang in there. One of the best pieces of advice that I think I can give is look for opportunities to widen your horizons, to deepen your experience, to widen that experience base so that you're not concentrated on one area within the business, but that you learn all of the functions that bring together this great IT support system within the federal government.
Rose, that'll have to be our last question. David, I want to thank you for squeezing us in your very busy schedule this morning.
And thank you very much. This has been a wonderful opportunity to talk about the Department of Energy and to talk about IT in general. For those whom I piqued an interest in what the Department of Energy does, please visit our website at www.energy.gov and go to the CIO page if you're interested in finding out more about what we're doing in IT within the department.
Thank you, Rose. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Rose Parks, Chief Information Officer of the Department of Energy. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. And you can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. I'm Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.